Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, variably cloudy, 50-50 chance for some scattered thunderstorms. We'll have a high of 75, but watch out for tonight. A flash flood watch has been issued from 7 o'clock this evening till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning for the possibility of additional heavy rain on top of what fell last night and early this morning. This could be several inches of rain, according to the National Weather Service. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha right now it's 66 degrees, still some rain falling in the area. Clouds in Burlington, 64. A thunderstorm in Milwaukee at 65 currently, and some heavy rain reported in parts of Racine with 64 degrees. Fire early this morning caused some serious damage to a one-story garage at 171 2250th Road in the Union Grove area and led to not only the adjoining home's occupants evacuating, but also those in a neighboring house. The 911 call after 1:30 a.m. sending Union Grove, Yorkville, Kansasville, and Raymond fire crews to that scene. As flames expanded, a mutual aid box alarm response was called. That prompted help from South Shore, Paris, the town of Burlington, and the Racine Fire Bells. Occupants of a second neighboring home were then contacted about being ready to evacuate if needed. Fire was declared under control at about 2:30 this morning. An investigator brought in to try to figure out what happened. The woman accused of killing her two children thought that their father was cheating on her. That's according to the criminal complaint filed in Kenosha County Circuit Court.
34-year-old Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez was formally charged with two counts each of first-degree intentional homicide, false imprisonment, and administering a stupefying drug. She will return to court next week for a preliminary hearing on the charges. Alvarez is accused of forcing her two children, aged 1 and 3, to drink liquid pain relievers, then smothering them with plastic and pillows early last Saturday morning. She then allegedly tried to take her own life, leaving a journal outlining what she had done. The children's father found them dead when he returned home from work. Alvarez remains in the Kenosha County Jail on a $5 million bond. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The FBI's announced a $20,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the two men who robbed the BMO Harris Bank on South 13th Street in Milwaukee July 3rd and the Park Bank on West Capitol Drive on August the 7th. One of the offenders in the first robbery carrying a light blue pillowcase, the other wielding a black handgun. An armed robbery reported at the Rogan Shoe Store on Rapids Drive in Racine during the noon hour yesterday. Lieutenant Al Day says that a man came into the store, displayed a gun, demanded money from the manager. He was gone along with an unknown amount of cash when police got there. Nobody got hurt. Members of the Racine Common Council getting a chance this week to talk with Police Chief Art Howell about more than just the policies on use of force as he was requested to present. The discussion covering several other areas outside of what's been grabbing all the attention of late, things like the use of canines in different ways.
These animals, people don't have a clue what they do for us. If we have a building that's, you know, thousands of square feet, if an officer or officers had to go through these buildings, you know, it could take several hours, but the canine can go through, you know, with their keen sense of smell, and if you introduce an article to the canines, they can go through and they can do that type of work in minutes.
And the armadillo vehicle placed outside of trouble properties, that's been redesignated for Special Assignment Focus Enforcement, or SAFE, and if you don't see it, according to Chief Howell, that's a good thing. State of Wisconsin launching a new campaign to help people realize the seriousness of prescription drug abuse. Attorney General Brad Schimmel at the Medical College of Wisconsin in De Pere, where he said that more people die from prescription drugs in the state than they do from guns.
None of us would leave a loaded handgun sitting on the kitchen cabinet in our home with teenagers coming in and out. And yet few people think twice about what they have in their medicine cabinet with those same teenagers coming in and out.
The Dose of Reality campaign, the aim to encourage people to lock up their medications and properly dispose of any unused drugs. The longtime voice of the Houston Astros and a number of other Major League Baseball teams, including the Cubs and Braves, has died. John Stoneless with a story.
He's known for making one of the most well-known calls in baseball history.
It's 7:15! There's a new home run champion of all time! And it's Henry Aaron.
That was Hall of Fame broadcaster Milo Hamilton calling Hank Aaron's historic 715th home run. He died on Thursday at the age of 88. A cause of death was not given. At the time of Aaron's homer, Hamilton was working for the Atlanta Braves radio affiliate in 1974 and joined the Astros in 1985, retiring after the 2012 season. In all, he spent 60 years broadcasting Major League Baseball games. I'm John Stolness.
The president of the Kenosha NAACP, Veronica King, has now filed a citizen's complaint against the police department after being arrested for obstruction during a traffic stop last Sunday afternoon and claiming she was roughed up by the officer. The 52-year-old King, who reportedly told that officer she only deserved a warning, not a ticket, for speeding, says in her complaint that she deserves an apology and her citations dismissed. King clocked on radar nearly 20 miles an hour over the limit on 52nd Street. Reports show the obstruction arrest was for repeatedly ignoring the officer's instructions to get back into her vehicle, King allegedly telling that officer she was no threat to him and did not have to listen to him. Fourth floor courtroom at the Racine County Courthouse, the setting for a little ceremony to install Sam Christensen as the new clerk of courts, the late Rose Lee's spirit quite evident in the proceedings.
I've had the privilege to serve as Rose's deputy for the last 7 years. And I say privileged because Rose was the type of leader that really believed in collaboration, and she really allowed me, amongst others, to help guide where she steered the boat.
Christensen said he never envisioned staying 13 years with the clerk of court's office, let alone being in charge. His parents drove 8 hours from South Dakota to attend his swearing-in ceremony. Governor Scott Walker stayed on message when he participated in the Wednesday night Republican presidential primary debate, but Marquette University political scientist Charles Franklin says Walker got hurt by having the least amount of time to talk about of the 11 candidates up on stage.
The limited amount of time and the limited variety of questions that came to him, I think, threatens to have pushed him into the background of the debate.
Franklin says it's hard to see how the governor could get a bump in his poll numbers based on his overall performance in that contest. Wisconsin's schools chief calling on educators and lawmakers, stay engaged and focus in on what needs to be done.
Tony Evers, elected superintendent of the state's K-12 schools, crediting the legislature for walking back Governor Scott Walker's proposed budget cuts.
At the same time, though, they made major educational policy changes in charter schools, open enrollment, school choice, that will cost our schools millions of dollars that they desperately need.
Evers crediting the grit, perseverance, and resilience of educators in the face of an ongoing assault on public education. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
In response to that, Representative Joe Sanfilippo, the New Berlin Republican, vowing to gut DPI's $137 million operating budget and send some of those funds to school districts around the state. Sendix Foods has announced it's going to be installing grinding systems from Racine-based InSinkErator at 11 of its 12 stores in the Southeast region, as well as its distribution center. The reason? To convert food scraps into energy. InSinkErator produces the Grind 2 energy system, which Sendix started using at its store in Mequon last year, resulting in one truckload of waste going to the landfill every month versus 8 in the past. As a result, the decision was made to expand to the other 11 stores. WRJN.com is our webpage. You can listen to our newscast in podcast form whenever you want. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News, you can get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400 WRJN News.